Jeremy led a very boring life. Well, that's because to Jeremy, everything was boring. When he rode a rocket to the moon, he yawned. When a giant dinosaur appeared in his backyard, he said, "How dull." And when his science teacher accidentally blew up the school, all he could do was, "Huh." Jeremy didn't have many friends. It's hard to be friends with someone when they think that everything, including you, is boring. Timmy Bobbins learned how to make an elephant disappear, but Jeremy didn't care. Little Sally Woofer could put a whole basketball in her mouth, but Jeremy wouldn't give her a second look. Even Christopher Flum's amazing trick of juggling two dogs, one cat, a pig, and a policeman while reciting the Star-Spangled Banner backwards would only put Jeremy to sleep. Nothing held any interest for Jeremy, and so it was one fine yet uneventful, almost frightfully boring day when Jeremy came across young Peter Kent. Now, Peter was almost 5. He was the youngest, and therefore least exciting, of all the people that Jeremy knew. But today, young Peter was crouched down with his hands cupped to his eye, and he was looking very interested. "What have you got there, then?" Jeremy asked.
"Nothing," replied Peter.
"Nothing? Well, let's see." Peter looked up at Jeremy. He was still squinting from looking into his hands. After a moment of deep thought, Peter opened his hands to reveal... nothing?
"Oh, why, it is nothing."
"Oh, yes, I caught some just this morning."
"Well, how do you catch nothing?" Jeremy asked, actually interested.
"Oh, it's very easy. You see, there's nothing all around us, everywhere you look. Right now, you're even standing in nothing."
"I am?"
"Oh, yeah. And this morning, when I woke up, I had nothing on. And then I had nothing for breakfast."
"Well, how was it?" Jeremy wondered as his eyes grew larger.
"I've tasted nothing like it. Would you like some?"
"I'd be more than happy to give you nothing," Peter said as he handed over a very large clump of nothing to Jeremy.
"Really?
Thanks," Jeremy responded, overjoyed.
"Think nothing of it. I've heard that nothing interests you, so I think you'll enjoy it."
And Peter was right.
Jeremy was so interested in nothing that he looked everywhere for it.
And when he found it, he would stare at it for hours. If anyone ever asked him what he was looking at, he would say, "Oh, nothing." Some children know games. Some know songs. But Jeremy knows nothing. From that day on, Jeremy became a whole new person. Nothing interested him, and there was nothing that anyone could do about it.